Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jerry McCarty along with Rick Farmelo and Amanda Raymond, and welcome.
Bonjour.
To Rick's Martini Bar. Cheers. And we are listening in the background to the incredible Ringo Starr.
Ringo's in the backyard playing. There's not enough stools, but he said he'd play anyway. The reason we're playing Ringo is it was his birthday over the week, so it was this past week, and so we're kind of paying tribute to him.
We gave him a gift, so we felt bad.
And I didn't get him a card, nothing. I didn't call him. I know, I feel bad.
That's okay. But he's got, what's the Bach he has? He has his wife.
Barbara Bach.
Barbara Bach. Chitch Bond girl.
Yep.
He's got her. He doesn't need anything.
He's all right. Yeah. Doesn't care.
So, and the name Ringo Starr, Richard Starkey, got the name Ringo because...
He wore lots of rings.
Lots of rings.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Still does.
Right, yeah.
Is it on every finger, in fact?
I believe it is on every finger you wear the ring.
I don't know if it's every ring.
So, you got the Ringo.
I mean, every single finger.
And probably the most... that got along with every Beatle.
Yeah,
he's friends with Paul,
all the Beatles liked him. Even when they broke up and stuff, they all still liked Ringo, and they all helped him with his first, not his first solo album, but the one that was the big hit, which this song Photograph is from, which is just called Ringo.
Great.
They all contributed to that. So anyway, yeah, Ringo.
And he still tours with, if you see Ringo Starr touring in your area, at the Ringo Starr and this All-Star Band. But he is great. It's a great show.
Oh, it's terrific, yeah.
It's great. What kind of people does he have? Headline people.
He's got, he has like, kind of like past big stars. Who else has played with him? Eric Carmen. Our buddy Eric Carmen played with him.
Eric Carmen.
Gary Wright played with him. Edgar Winter.
Yeah, great people playing with
him. Todd Rundgren. I mean, lots of really, really top guys, so.
Yeah. And his son still play with him?
Richard? I think Richard still drums with him, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, so anyway, so we're happy birthday, Ringo Starr. And today's podcast, we will talk about, we've got some questions. But I guess we'll first talk about the All-Star Game, because it is All-Star Major League Baseball weekend, and the All-Star Game is played right here, sort of right here.
Close enough. Short drive.
This is All-Star Band, so
There we go!
It all ties in.
Very good. So the All-Star Game, which I love. I used to love the All-Star Game.
I used to love it more than I do now, yeah. Yeah, in the 70s, it was a... For some reason,
it seemed... tried to win it. My favorite All-Star moment was Pete Rose barreling over Ray Fosse,
who was never the same. Well, the Fosse family might disagree with their favorite All-Star moment, but...
But people really... Now they all come in their private jets, and then I've heard this, is that after... They leave the game. They catch the plane.
Oh, really?
They don't hang out.
Nice.
Really?
In the old days, they would stick around. And the worst All-Star moment ever was that tie game.
Oh, the tie game. Well, that's with, Bud Selig. Piloting baseball.
Okay,
so.
We've run out of pitchers, so we're just going to call it a tie.
They should have got people from the stands. You got a glove? Come on.
Or they could have brought somebody else in to pitch. Bring up a field player that could pitch. Everybody's pitched.
Well, in extra innings, you have to do that. You have like left fielders pitch. That's part of the game.
That's part of the game. And really, though, people pitch. In college and in high school baseball, there's pitchers who pitch one day and then play in the field.
Right.
The other days because they're good athletes.
Yeah. So it's changed a lot. I really don't like the home field advantage for the World Series.
That's the stupidest thing in the world.
The worst thing ever. I mean, they didn't try to win. I mean, come on, of course they tried to win.
Yeah. So, you have a favorite All-Star moment?
God.
See, recently the National League team, and I'm from American League, and the National League had that streak.
Well, that's when I loved the All-Star game.
They won like 11 straight.
Something like that. I mean, 10 out of 11 or something like that.
It was huge.
Of course, back in those days, it was like, Willie Mays and McCovey were like in every single, for like years. One Marischal's pitching. So it's like, those are my favorite.
Yeah.
I remember one year McCovey got, in 1969, he got the MVP for the All-Star game, and he also won the MVP for the league.
Wow.
So that's probably, just because I loved Willie McCovey, I think he hit two home runs in the All-Star game.
I like the year Fred Lynn hit a Grand Slam home run.
But I don't like that, and I'll tell you why. You don't have to finish the story, but it was off of Atlee Hammaker. Anyway. Who's a giant at the time, 1983, who's having a really good first half of the year, but he actually blew his arm out about halfway through the season, and he just, the rest of the season, he never told anybody that he blew his arm out, and so this is why when he pitched in the All-Star game, he was like kind of losing it and gave up the grand slam, so it was horrible.
And my other favorite All-Star moment is a Detroit Tiger, my hometown favorite moment, is when... Mickey Lolich, pitcher for the Detroit Tigers, got the nod to start, and Denny McClain was also a pitcher, and told Denny McClain told Mickey Lolich, don't fly commercial, I'll fly my plane there, and we'll take you to the All-Star game. And so Mickey Lolich came to the airport, and Denny McClain took off without him, and Denny McClain got the start, and was traded the next season for screwing his teammate.
Was that the reason, do you think?
Yes.
Probably something to do with it.
Yeah. But anyway, but All-Star and lots of fun. I do like the Home Run Derby.
I kind of like it. The whole idea of it's kind of weird to me. It's kind of like, it's like in a boxing match. I mean, it's like you're boxing somebody with no gloves. I mean,
I wish they would have a real pitcher.
Yeah, there's something about lobbing the ball in, letting you hit a home run. It's kind of like, well, what's the big, I don't get it. Like the Home Run Derby, when it was back in the 60s, the TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it was necessarily, let's see, we're going to lob the ball in and make it real easy for you. I think it was more of like, I'm going to throw strikes and see what you can do with it. But I don't know. It's kind of cool to see it, but it's also a little bit weird because, again, it's like there's no – what's the challenge? I mean, the challenge is hitting home runs, of course, but just the fact that the ball's being lobbed in there for you to do it. You know.
I like Homestar Runner. It's homestarrunner.com.
Homestarrunner.com. Okay, so we got questions. We got questions that have been sent to us to be answered, and thank you for the questions. By the way, I want to mention our sponsor, who deserves an extra special sponsor now because it's Peter over at PB Imaging. If you have any printing you need, business cards, stationery, he's in Los Angeles.
Money. He'll print money. I mean, whatever.
Peter rules. So if you want to go see Peter, just tell him you heard about it on Rick's Martini Bar, and we'll keep the lights on here at the Martini Bar.
We actually don't need very bright lights here at the Martini Bar. It's subdued.
But anyway, so if you need anything, go to PB Imaging. We also have audible.com if you can go there. And I'm not sure. I think if you go to the link on our page, www.mccartymetro.com, I think we get a little something out of that. So anyway, so let's do our questions. So our first question.
I think we have four post-its this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Questions are coming in. And thank you for your questions. Keep sending them in. And tell a friend about the podcast, too.
We love questions.
The first one comes from Jenny. And Jenny's question is, Jenny's in Detroit. She said, love the Comic-Con podcast. What comic books do you read?
We'll start with the ladies.
We'll start with Amanda.
Well, Jenny, I loved the Tomb Raider comics. I haven't read them as much recently, but I loved those. I do love Spider-Man. Anything Disney, more of a DC fan than a Marvel fan.
Me too. I'm more of a DC fan. I've always liked Superman.
Yeah, I like DC also. I mean, when I was a kid reading that stuff, I liked, Batman was DC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that
stuff.
So
how do you feel about Marvel? Do you like any of the Marvels?
Marvel's all right. I know that the recent Disney acquisition of Marvel, everyone was very excited about, but I have yet to see them do anything with it, so... Yeah, more of a DC fan in all respects. Wonder Woman, Batman, all those guys.
Cool. Awesome. Mine, I'm an Archie. I like Archie, Lil Archie, Richie Rich. I love Archie. What I like about the Archie comics is that Archie stays in high school, and he went from the 60s to the 70s, and he got long hair. And then he went to the 80s, and he got a little flat top with fade. And then he went to the 90s, and Archie stays in high school, and the whole Betty and Veronica thing, which which was totally ripped off by Gilligan's Island with the Ginger Marianne thing.
Kind of. And he had, yeah, he had the brunette and the redhead. So, yeah, you're right.
It was a total ripoff of Archie.
Good point, good point.
So, but anyway, but I love okay. huge Archie
All right.
comic books. What about you?
I think, although they, I think they may be out of print now. I haven't seen one on the stands for a while. The Three Stooges 3D comics with Shemp.
Never saw them.
I've got them. With
really?
The glasses, yeah. I don't know where they are. I've got them.
Well, next, by the way, I forgot to tell
That's
you,
my favorite.
Next week, we're going to have Grant Anderson, CBS executive, come over here and do this Three Stooges podcast.
Oh, good. So there's a tie in there. Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to do that.
I have a Mo Howard check I can show him.
Awesome.
It's signed three times. It's written to Mo, from Mo, and then Mo endorsed it. So, I mean that's what's cooler than that?
That's awesome.
So I got that.
Okay, well, thank you for the question.
Amanda had one more thing
to say. Oh, you
have
one more point, Amanda. Go ahead.
Fables and League of Extraordinary Gentlemen and any graphic novels by Neil Gaiman are also very good.
Oh, speaking of graphic novels, right, there's going to be an Anne Frank comic book, right? Anne Frank graphic
really?
Novel coming out. Which
where she kills the Nazis. Cool.
No, that would be awesome if it was. That's like...
She throws stars.
That really bothers me, that whole Anne Frank thing.
Bothers you?
I mean, the whole thing bothers me that people would tell the Germans that there's a 13-year-old Jew up in there. Go get her. You know, that they would turn
in. Well, they probably said there's a nest of them up there, right? I don't think it was just... Was it one girl? I forget how they got ratted out, but it was...
It was the bunch.
But I just cannot believe that people would turn in other people.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's right. Yes.
I read about that, but they're going to make a Anne Frank comic book, which doesn't seem like a lot of fun. But
another one was from Hell about Jack the Ripper, but that was very intriguing and very popular. So.
Okay. Our next question comes from Bob. You guys made a mistake confusing Seth Green, Seth Rogen, and Joe Rogan. That was also, I think, in our Comic-Con podcast, because Seth...
Bill, I'm so sorry. Oh, wait, it was Bob, right?
You get Bill and Bob and Buck mixed up.
Seth Green was in Austin Powers, okay. Seth Rogen in Knocked Up, and Joe Rogan hosted Fear Factor.
Seth Green also does Robot Chicken.
You know, you're a little too Rogan literate, Bob. I mean, we'll admit to the mistake.
Okay, you know, definitely, and it was my mistake. But
Fred Rogan, by the way, does sports out here in L.A., so there's another Rogan theater for you to chew on. So.
But I have to put some of the blame on Seth Rogan that we don't know his name.
Well, within 5 years, none of them will be working anymore, and then there'll never be a...
Robert De Niro with Robert Klein.
I do. You mean, wait a minute, is that the same guy?
Because Robert De Niro has made himself known for who he is. Seth Rogen, Knocked Up, he was okay. Actually, that Funny People movie, he was okay, but he's kind of non-script. He is
making an attempt, though. He is doing the new Green Hornet.
Which we talked about, Green Hornet. So,
yes.
So Seth Rogen, this is your chance to make us not confuse you with other people named Seth or Rogen. You can do a great job in...
Distinguish yourself, will
Distinguish
you, please?
Yourself right. and Green Hornet. And speaking of Green Hornet, Amanda just modeled her outfit for the Comic-Con, and it was pretty incredible.
I'm sure the pictures will be appearing on the internet.
We got to put those pictures. We'll get a picture of the podcast.
Yeah. Is a female version of Green Hornet, a little more sexied up, but...
I guarantee you'll be the only person that dressed up as the Green Hornet. The Green Hornet was a great, great superhero show in the 60s. Second cousin to Batman, but still a great show, and I'm glad you... They did appear on each other's shows.
Trivia question.
His great-grandfather?
In the Green Hornet. Was John Reed, who was the Lone Ranger.
Oh, what? Yeah, are you serious?
That's the story.
Really? That's crazy. Wow. Okay. Okay.
Anyway.
And Van Williams, is it Van Williams who played the Green Hornet?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's Van Williams.
Yeah.
It was.
He became a CHP officer.
Oh, really?
Right up here by us, yeah.
Awesome.
In the Santa Clarita Valley. Anyway, this trivia. Any more questions?
We have already shot our time.
Uh-oh.
But we have a couple more questions. Do you want to do them or what?
We can do them real quick.
Let's not disregard our audience. Thanks.
Yeah.
I love the podcast. I love you guys, but would like to hear more guests. We want more guests. Like I said, we got the guy from
CBS. We have
CBS
a lot of people coming out. Yeah, we have a lot of special guests coming up.
Gwenda Perez's is up there this week, mm-hmm. who's a comedian in L.A., and then we've got Ken Howard, the mm-hmm. star of
The White Shadow,
and the current president
of SAG. Yes, that's a big name,
and,
yep.
And we also might have a band member from the show Glee, so
yes.
entice her to come up here, we'll have that.
And then our last question, you guys need a theme song to your podcast. If you have a contest, I will enter, and that's from Paul.
Okay.
So, I guess
if you enter, we'll have a contest. How's that?
So we're going to have a contest for the theme song for Rick Martini Bar, and it'll give you.
That's a good idea.
It would be good if it was hip, kind of like.
Cool. Think it's a martini bar, so make it cool.
Think
60s, sort of a 60s sort of vibe, a very kind of cool vibe. And okay. Yeah, absolutely.
And the
we should
prize
do that.
Will be on the website, so look for additional details.
There will be a prize. Definitely be a prize.
Okay, well, I'm going to close this up with my version of a theme song, which is probably not what we're looking for.
It's going to start off in third place.
It's going to be something to shoot for.
You'll look for anything in this vein.
And, this is more like the Welcome Back, Cottage, John Sebastian, and kind of Leo Sayer.
We're open to any genre.
Inspired. Okay, so this is it. This is my clothing theme song. And so all you got to do is be better than this, which shouldn't be hard. Okay.
If you can whistle, you're already ahead.
Here we go. When I need gin, I pull up a stool and I get gin. I never knew there was so much gin. At Rick's Martini Bar. Come to Rick's Bar for conversation. We want to listen to what you have to say. But you know we won't be talking about fashion. We talk music and movies and sports and TV when I need gin. That's all I got. Okay, well, thanks for coming.
If you're still there,
if you haven't tuned out yet, yes.
And thanks for joining us at Rick's Martini Bar, www.mccartymetro.com.
$14.99, because this is a long one.
It's a free podcast. Cheers.
Just hold.